Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com. Welcome to part 3 of this week's Talk Show for Talkers. You are most welcome. Let me remind you of our email address, which is info@irishtalkers.com. Our website is, of course, irishtalkers.com, and you can find us on Facebook as the Talk Show for Talkers, where I hope you're going to leave us loads of feedback, because we do love to hear from you. You can always email us, of course, as well. It's time now to hand the metaphorical gavel over to Paul Omani. And Paul, this week, has the intriguing title of High Performance Leadership by a District Director. Paul, enlighten me.
Friends, listeners, Toastmasters, lend me your ears. Have a little knotty issue to discuss with you for a minute. The most misunderstood and underappreciated set of initials in Toastmasters, what are they? What would you say they are? The most misunderstood. No, it's not DTM, not DTM at all. It's HPL. HPL. Those letters are understood by almost nobody. Almost nobody understands what HPL means. And yet this day, or actually it was yesterday or the day before, depending on when you're listening to this, we had a terrific demonstration of HPL. Well, by our district director, who shall not be called a DD. I am railing once again in my own way against the use of initials, but let's talk about high performance leadership. High performance leadership. Toastmasters, you could say, was established in order to give people an opportunity to become high performance leaders through the art of a superior communication, through the art of being able to speak in a clear, concise, influential manner, in a way that audiences would find moving, and in a way that would enable people to get a better position in society for themselves and their family and their whole community. High performance leadership from Gerard Mannix on the first day of him being the District 71 leader. What did he do? Now, most of you won't know what he did because you won't have read the special edition of the district newsletter, which our new public relations manager, Elizabeth Jordan, has sent out. It contains a link to a video on Vimeo. Vimeo is an alternative to YouTube. And in this, Gerard Mannix, in his role as district director, addresses us all, talking to members of Toastmasters, not the outside world, talking to the members, particularly members in District 71. And what on earth is our new leader going to do for next year? What? This is critical. Everybody wants to know how on earth is the district director going to lead? Now, John Cox led with the idea of excellence. That was his biggest single word that he drove through, or did his best to drive through, the organization. What's Gerard Mannix's one? Gerard Mannix has focused on a Toastmasters promise, the promise that every member makes when they, or every person makes when they apply to be a member of Toastmasters. You promise before you apply, or before your application is approved. There are 10 elements to Toastmasters promise. Now, Gerard Mannix has encouraged people to focus on that during the year as the number one thing. He has said on two previous occasions in public that he regards that Toastmasters promise as going to be the mission that he's going to carry through District 71. I sat at home in my desk watching the laptop during the one of the recent events where I saw Gerard Mannix give a presentation of his view for the coming year. And I nearly fell off the chair because I, like everybody else, hadn't a clue what Gerard was going to say. But suddenly he comes out with the thing that has meant most to me ever since the day that I applied to join Toastmasters back in 2015. Now, I've said before on this podcast and in lots of other places, I consider it to be the number one, the most valuable piece of collateral that Toastmasters International has. Personal view, I hold it very strongly. I won't repeat it here. But you can imagine the delight I felt sitting there quietly in my office, waiting for the leader's message. And what the leader comes out with is what I call high performance stuff. It's about values. It's about behavior. It's about education. And it begins, the very first one in there is that I promise to attend my club meetings regularly. I hope I've got the exact words. And when I saw it first, I thought, oh, that's a bit of a, that's not terribly inspiring to say I'll promise to come to the meetings. I come to the meetings, I go to sleep at the meetings, I go home. And big deal. I just show up in body. But no, you see, coming to the Toastmasters meeting means that you're available to give support to other people. It's not just take, take, take. If you want to make a speech in Toastmasters, you need about six people to support you. You need somebody to evaluate you. You need somebody to time you. You need somebody to watch your quality of your language. You need somebody to watch whether you're able to maintain fluency, appropriate fluency. You need somebody to be able to introduce you. You need about the whole team of people to support you in your development. If you don't turn up when somebody else needs support, well, let's use very crude language here. What use are you? What use is it having you in your local club if you don't turn up? You're a drawback. You're a burden on everybody else. You're a taker. You expect, oh, I'm turning up to do my speech now. I want to get my whatever award you want to get. But if you weren't there for other people, ask yourself. And that's why it's the number one thing. Unless you're in the room, you're not in the room. You don't show up, you don't show up. If you don't show up, you can't demonstrate respect. You can't demonstrate integrity. You can't demonstrate excellence. And you can't demonstrate the fourth value. I leave you to mention that one yourself. Look it up if you can't quote it fluently. But above all, Gerard Mannix has said, and this he brought to life by recommending the other day when I heard him speak, he recommended that every club president pick an element out of the Toastmasters promise and do a very short little presentation of it at the very start of every single club meeting. That is radical thinking. Radical thinking. New, fresh. That is high performance leadership. And that's what I mean. That's why people come to Toastmasters, to learn, to behave like Gerard Mannix behaved in that video yesterday. Thank you, friends and listeners.
Like you, Paul, I was impressed with that video. Not just the fact that it was well produced, and as a filmmaker, I appreciated the production, but the fact that he did it. And to the best of my knowledge, no previous District 71 leader has actually gone onto video on the first day of the new Toastmasters year, let alone later in the year, to give an inspiring message.
It'll be interesting to see if we get a series of fireside chats from Gerard during the year. Another potential leadership behaviour, you see, in high-performance leadership. Think about the influence of fireside chats have had on world history. And the way in which they've been used by powerful leaders.
Indeed, indeed.
It's not for me to suggest, well, it is. I have lots of suggestions I could give to our district director. But above all, I want to say this much. Ted has already mentioned that I have the honour and privilege of being a division director this coming year. And I am going to quote from the Toastmasters promise at the start of every single post that I publish on Division A Facebook page throughout this entire year.
Congratulations on that. And I have to say that I need to congratulate you anyway for the posts that you are currently putting up on Facebook. I hope that you continue throughout the year with the engagement that you are receiving from members throughout the division, because it is getting a lot of views. So well done, and Let's hope good. That continues.
I'd second that, actually. And Paul, I agree with you with regards our division director, because I think this new season has started off in a very positive fashion at a particular historical time of the organisation.
Well, it's also...
I hope that positivity continues on throughout the year. I'm sure it will.
Well, when someone does something good, it's worthwhile picking up what they've done that you think is good and highlighting it.
I agree.
You know, so even if you don't like all the other things they've done, you just find something good that they've done. And that's something I learned a very long time ago. And it's the same thing when somebody does a speech. You don't like any of it. You think it's dreadful. You think it's awful. Find something.
Good and evaluation, yeah.
With that, we'll bring this segment to a close. Thanks a lot, Paul. Do join us again tomorrow when I'm going to be talking about more ways in which you can ruin your speech. We'll see you then. The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.